Yes, the Fed will cut interest rates, but when? It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 6th day of March. Thanks for spending some time with us again today. In other news, Musk versus OpenAI, it's becoming quite the show. Hey, because you're swimming in extra cash, some states may soon offer you internet gambling. How serious is Europe about tackling climate change? We've got two stories. The U.S. House passed a spending bill to avert a government shutdown on Friday. What's next? We'll tell you. Hey, we got the Wall Street Report, and if you're looking for a new job, how about becoming an astronaut? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and thank you for being with us on this Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're along for the ride again today. We've got some really interesting stories wrapped up for you, and let's get started. Jerome Powell was back on Capitol Hill telling lawmakers the Fed will cut interest rates this year, but said it first wants to see more evidence that inflation is falling substantially back to the Fed's 2% target. Much of what Powell said in the committee meeting were the same he said during a press conference back at the end of January. However, since then, the government reports have shown that inflation picked up from December to January, and hiring also accelerated. Those signs suggested that the economy remains hot and that the process of further slowing inflation will likely be uneven from month to month. Powell also said that there are risks in cutting interest rates too soon. He said that a cut sooner than later might accelerate inflation, and then the central bank would have to backtrack. That talk seemed to have spurred the markets, and the three major indexes closed in the green, attempting to make up what had been lost over the past 2 days. Those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. It's becoming quite the show. We're talking about the lawsuit brought by Elon Musk against OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT. The Associated Press is reporting that Musk brought the suit because he believes OpenAI should be a non-profit company. In its first response since the Tesla CEO sued last week, OpenAI vowed to get the claim thrown out and released emails from Musk that's escalated the feud between the San Francisco-based company and the billionaire that bankrolled its creation some 3 years ago. Here's a quote from their blog post. The mission of OpenAI is to ensure AGI, that's artificial general intelligence, which benefits all of humanity, which means both building safe and beneficial AGI and helping create broadly distributed benefits. This we intend to move forward with and dismiss all of Elon's claims, end quote. The lawsuit from Musk, who now has his own AI startup, says that when he funded OpenAI, as it was launching, he secured an agreement that the research labs would remain a nonprofit to develop technology for the public's benefit. His lawsuit claims a breach of contract and seeks an injunction preventing anyone, including Microsoft, which has invested billions in OpenAI, from benefiting financially from its technology. Two words? Yeah. Stay tuned. Well, now, this is just what we need to help pry more money from your piggy bank. The AP is reporting that Rhode Island is now the 7th U.S. state to launch internet gambling. Industry panelists on an online gambling conference predicted that several additional states would join the fray in the next few years. Before Rhode Island went live with online casino games, only 6 U.S. states offered them: New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and West Virginia. Nevada offers internet poker, but not online casino games. A national group of legislators from gambling states listed New York and Maryland as the most likely states to add internet gambling soon, with California waiting in the wings. So what's all the excitement about? Well, you can think massive taxes available to those states that open up for online gambling. While the United States continues to wrestle with climate change and the millions who believe it to be fake news, there is a different attitude in Europe. The AP is reporting that the European Union and Germany said that they would give Albania a combined $88 million to turn the three main bus lines in their capital city electric. It's part of helping the Balkan country meet requirements to join the 27-nation bloc. This will be the first electric bus rapid transport system known as E-Brit in Albania. The project, expected to start this year, aims to significantly improve public transport services and reduce carbon dioxide emissions as well as air pollutants. In yet another climate-related story, a growing number of climate-conscious Europeans, particularly younger travelers, are shunning carbon-spewing airplanes in favor of overnight trains. In the process, they've spurred something of a night train revival while discovering what many say is a slower, richer way of traveling, one that had been on the edge of extinction. Though still a niche demand for sleeper trains, it is increasing. The online platform Trainline said overnight bookings in 2023 rose 147% compared to 2019, the year before the pandemic. And a climate survey by the European Investment Bank found that 62% of respondents support a ban on short-term flights. Governments have begun to reinvest in overnight trains as they search for ways to meet targets to reduce carbon emissions by 2030. The European Commission selected three new night routes in a pilot program aimed to support cross-border travel, including some ambitious private startups. Meanwhile, Austria's railway, OBB, gambled on night trains by buying all of Germany's sleeper carriages. They then renovated the cars, rebranded it Nightjet, and applied cost-saving lessons from the airline industry. Now, Nightjet runs 22 international sleeper routes, mostly in Central Europe, but extending from Vienna to Paris and Hamburg to Rome. In December, Nightjet began rolling out 33 new 7-car trains, complete with room key cards, cell phone permeable window panes for better photos, and digital thermometers in each compartment. Us? We think that would be a great experience, so we just checked with Amtrak. Central Iowa to Chicago, $260, 5.5 hours. The U.S. House passed a $460 billion spending package, which will avert a government shutdown on Friday. The bill now goes before the U.S. Senate, where it is expected to pass. Lawmakers are negotiating a second package of 6 bills, including defense, in an effort to have all federal agencies fully funded before a March 22nd deadline. In the end, total discretionary spending set by Congress is expected to come in at about $1.66 trillion for the full entire year. The House passed the measure by a vote of 339 to 85. Democrats said the bill would fully fund a nutrition program for low-income women, infants, and children, providing about $7 billion for what is known as the WIC program, and that's a $1 billion increase from the previous year. As part of those negotiations, House Republicans pushed to give a few states the ability to disallow the purchase of non-nutritious food like sugary drinks and snacks in the food stamp program known as SNAP. The GOP's effort was unsuccessful for now, but supporters say they'll try again in next year's spending bills. Stocks recovered some of their losses from the day before, which was Wall Street's worst in 3 weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% to close at 5104. The Dow added 0.2%, closing at 38,661. And the NASDAQ climbed by 0.6% to end the trade at 16,031. Treasury yields edged lower after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell again said cuts to interest rates may be coming later in the year. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.106% at news time, and West Texas Intermediate crude gained 97 cents to reach $79.12, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about you finding a new gig, perhaps as an astronaut. For the first time in 4 years, NASA is looking for candidates to become astronauts. The roles are highly coveted, and enthusiasm has only increased as NASA prepares for moon missions next year, including a lunar landing in 2026. Candidates with the right stuff must meet basic education requirements and have specialized experiences, like maybe a pilot, engineer, or doctor. The job will require 2 years of training on skills that include spacewalking, robotics, and teamwork. More than 12,000 people applied for 10 positions back in 2020, and that cohort just graduated. Moonwalking. Oh, spacewalking. I got it mixed up with Michael Jackson there for a minute. Good luck on your search. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all of those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.